This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good there, Ron. Barbecuing some rods. And stay cool.
Well, that's a good thing to do today. I just got out of work, so I am headed home. Have the next 4 days off, so at least from the paying job. But I got numerous things I got to get done around the house this weekend, so no play time for me this weekend. It's going to be all out of work.
Well, that's what happens when you get old. You gotta do a lot of honeydews, that's for sure. I just out picking all the dog poops up, and we got a pond, and these darn geese like to poop all over the yard, so I've been having a good time myself there. Go ahead.
Yeah, for me, I've got, like I said, our bid projects is we're redoing the hardwood floors in our living room and down the hallway to the bedrooms. So, got a couple more prep things to do, and then Saturday I go to the rental shop and pick up the floor sanders. So Saturday and Sunday I'll be sanding and refinishing floors. So that's the plan at least for that. Tomorrow and Friday I've got other projects to do, so it's a never-ending battle.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, we have that hardwood floors where they came and put it in, but yeah, if I was 20 years younger, I might have tried to do it myself, but it definitely cost a small fortune to have it done, but oh well. Yeah, this is only my second contact since I've got back into the hobby there. I'm 66 now. I started when I was 12 and bounced in and out of it a few times there. But I got one of these cheap HTs, those some China ones. But I'm looking at some radios, trying to decide what to get.
Well, I'm 67. I got into it about 21 years ago. And yeah, most people, that's a good way to start out, you know. You can get the inexpensive Chinese radios right now, you know, for 30, 40, 50 bucks is about it. And a good way to start out. They're not the best, but they're a good starting point. And then from there, you kind of figure out where you want to go. For me, back 20-plus years ago, we didn't have those options, so you had all the Japanese, and my first radio was a Radio Shack, a 2-meter radio, and that got me started. And then I had friends that were in the ham radio, and we were going down to the big convention in Dayton, and one of my friends bought this, at the time, do-everything radio in a handheld, and back then it was like $500 20 years ago. And I said, oh, that's really cool, so I bought me one. Unfortunately, at that point, I still didn't have my ham license, so he said, well, you got this expensive radio now, you've got to get your license. So a couple months later, I took the test and passed, and then I was able to actually talk on it other than just listen to them. So that was a starting point, but yeah, I mean, even the low-end radios were $100 to $150 for just a regular 2-meter radio, and now you can get the Chinese for, you know, 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah, when I first started there, Ron, it was 75 watts and CW only. And, you know, you were very limited. 2 years non-renewable. So unless you jumped to a technician or a general back then, then you were pretty much done. But, yeah, I remember, I think my first 2-meter handheld was an Elanco. I think I paid $140 for it. But, it was a pretty good radio. I picked up from this guy down in Flint. He used to have a radio shop. But, let's see. I let my license expire. You know, they're good for 10 years now. I mean, I'm going backwards. And then about 10 years space after that, I picked it up. As you see, it's a Texas call there, a 5 call. So I got it in San Antonio, and I decided to move back up here. It's pretty woman over here. Made me change my mind and come back to Michigan. I better unseat before my battery goes dead, guys.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're back on the air. That's a good thing. We've got a lot of things here. If you're back living in Saginaw area, that we do have an active ham radio club that does a lot of different things. We do take the month of July off for everybody because so many people are gone on vacations during that month. We'd get, you know, two or three people show up for a meeting. So we don't have one in July. We start the first Fridays of every month. We'll start back up in August, and August is our ice cream social. So we have our business portion of the meeting start out with the things that we have to do. And then from there, we enjoy some ice cream, so that's a good thing. So they meet out at Harry Brown Airport, which is the community airport on the east side of town, off in Janes and Tower Line out there. And at 7 o'clock, so the first Fridays of every month for the remainder of the year here. So if you feel up to it, want to come out and check things out, you're welcome to do so. We, like I said, we have a good active group and have a lot of fun. We just finished up with Field Day a couple of weeks ago and had a real good time doing that. So this is KC8YVF.
I almost started and said my old call there. It's my call now. I got to think of it for a second there. KA5VTE. Yeah. I used to be NHMVY for that WNHMVY. A few of them there, but I think I'm going to get my old call back if it's available. But, yeah, I used to be a member of that club years ago there, and I have a cousin there. He's an extra class. His name's Mike, and he used to give a test years ago. And for the life of me, I'll never pronounce his last name. Kowalski or something like that. Do you know him?
Not that I know of. Do you know what his call is?
No, I'm terrible there, Ron. I'm a bad cousin there. No, I sure don't. His wife is a technician class here. Her name is Judy. But, you know, it was quite some years ago. It was funny. He gave me a test. And I was just after my technician. He might have taken the general. So I took the general, and he wrote on, and he goes, "There's more to ham radio than electronics," and taking letters across, because I know my electronics, but I didn't know all the ham radio stuff. So, oh well. But yeah, I might check that out. You know, it used to be over at the Red Cross building there. Do you have the setup there still?
No, unfortunately, the Red Cross closed all of their local offices. So they used to have one in Bay City, Saginaw, Midland, all of that. They're all closed down now. They sold the building, so we used to have a station in the Red Cross. So that's all the equipment's in storage at the moment. We're still trying to look for a location through one of our county partners to put a station back up. But unfortunately, when they sold the building, we had to move as well. So we're off there as in regards of having a club station. So best we can do is when we do summer and winter field days, we get the group together and they bring their equipment and we have a good time doing that.
Oh, sorry to hear that. It's a nice setup out there. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking around right now. I'm looking at that Yaesu. I'm looking at different radios. And for the life of me, I think, who was that, a something 10, JM 10 or something like that. It was a real nice radio. So almost $2,000 over there, I tell you. It's not a cheap hobby, that's for sure, if you want to get something nice. But I was looking at that radio, and there's an Icom too, and I said, why can't I remember the numbers? But, yeah, I want to find a nice HF reg, and my cousin's mad at me. I want to get a linear for it, too, so. But I'll probably just go pick up an inverted V or something. We're out here in Shields there. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, yeah, we're not too far. I'm just on the west side, Saginaw Township, out on Center and State Street here. Yeah, I just picked up a new Yaesu radio last year. I went down to Dayton and picked up an FTDX-10. You know, not real super expensive, but expensive enough, I guess. But I had a certain place in the shack to put it. I couldn't put in a great big radio and really didn't want one of, you know, the big size. These are, I know a couple of guys in the club have got the bigger ICOMs and the Yaesus and things. So suits me just fine. It was a nice upgrade for the radios that I have, which was an older Kenwood. So that was good. And that's all I have. I have a Wyndham, so off center fed dipole, basically. That's been up since 2005 when I got my General. It's been working well. I pull it down once a year, check everything out, and put it right back up because it's still working and still tests out fine on the analyzer, so there's really no need to change it out at this point. And it's worked well for me over the years.
Well, you know, when you got something that works good there, you should stick with it. That's good. Yeah, I used to live out there by that Harry Brown Airport. I used to live out there in Robin Glen. And I stuck I guess you call it a fan dipole. You know, all the different fans, and I measured them out and I put them there. But I still ran an antenna tuner. So, and that worked out real good for me. I don't know, I might do something like that here. But, I'm not quite sure what I want to do. I'm looking at a couple of antennas. I can't remember any of the numbers that they are. But they had a straight vertical there that is good from 10 up to 40 there. It's not too bad, about $200. That looked like a nice antenna, but I don't know. I've always had pretty good luck with just running dipoles or inverted beams or, you know, J-poles on a higher frequency. Good.
Yeah, that's what I've got. Like I said, my HF antenna is the wire antenna, and it's not up very far. It's only up about 25 feet in the center, and in one end of it, the short end goes back to the peak of my shed in the backyard, and the front end goes out to the telephone pole out front. And then I have several verticals for my 2-meter and 440 and 220 and a lot of those things. So as my wife says, she no longer has a flower garden. We have an antenna garden, so there's about 7 or 8 antennas up. And I have a tower that's sitting in storage. I haven't got it up yet, and if that was the case, it'd be 3 more antennas up, but haven't got to that point yet. All right, well, I just arrived at home. I have company here tonight for dinner, so they're waiting for me at the moment, so I'm going to let you go, and hopefully we see at some point at a club meeting. Stop in, like I said, and check us out at least. And we still got a lot of the old guys that might remember your cousin that come to the club and that are up in their 70s and that, so they might remember them. And like I said, we have a good time, and August would be a good time because you get to enjoy a little ice cream with the festivities as well. So this is KC8YVF. Back over to you for your final.
Okay, I just might come out there. You know, if I miss the first one, I'm sure I'll make one of them there. Yeah, an old-timer there, I'm sure he's passed now. He'd be really old. Earl Rosa, that's the guy that talked to me. And I got my novice in his basement there. But, okay, Ron, you have a great evening and a great 4th of July. Really nice talking. You're my second contact, by the way. A5, I'll be quick.
All right, you have a good 4th of July. Stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you on the air again. I'm usually, when I'm coming home from work at 5 o'clock, I'm on the air. Usually around 8 o'clock, I'm on the air going to work. And once in a while on the weekends as well. So 73 to you. I'm glad that you're back on the air, and I was your second contact. Doggone it, I was hoping for the first, but I'll take second. So 73, have a good weekend. KC8YVF clear.
Yeah, it's still pretty good, the second one there. Yeah, okay, Ron, you stay safe also, and 7-3. And I'm sure I'll catch you out there again. 8-5, you see me, please.